This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Among many other things, Donald Trump will very shortly be responsible for America's global trade policy, which is interesting because Mr. Trump spent a tremendous amount of time on the campaign trail attacking international trade overall, various U.S. trade deals, and American companies that manufacture things abroad. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now on what might happen next with trade.
The idea of a hardcore skeptic on trade and globalization in the White House is remarkable. This election smashes a pattern that has held for a long time.
It's been true for decades in America that whether we've had Republican or Democratic presidents and Congresses, there's been a sufficient set of people in Washington that voice the arguments for why trade and globalization more broadly do benefit America overall on average.
Matt Slaughter is dean of Dartmouth's Business School and a former White House economic advisor.
Those arguments still hold true in terms of the data. And yet, for a set of reasons, primary of which is so many people worrying about their jobs and their own personal income for good reason, those arguments are not carrying the day.
What does have traction is a growing frustration among many Americans that globalization is hurting them more than helping. Trump's anti-trade message got him support in areas hit hard by manufacturing job losses. That seems to have helped him pull off those surprising wins in states like Pennsylvania and Ohio. The anti-trade rhetoric set off alarm bells in boardrooms of U.S. companies that do business overseas. Ishwar Prasad is a Cornell professor and author of Gaining Currency.
I think all American companies are hoping that once the heated rhetoric of the presidential election season dies down, that more reason will return to trade policies of the U.S. and that the U.S. will go back to promoting freer trade.
Hence the big question about the Trump administration. How much of that anti-trade talk was just to get votes and how much becomes policy? Trade deals are in the crosshairs, starting with the TPP between the U.S. and the Pacific region. The Obama administration thought it might be able to push it through the lame duck session of Congress. Kiss TPP goodbye, says Cowen and Company's Chris Krueger, veteran translator of Washington for Wall Street.
If possible, we would say less than zero. Mathematically, that's not possible, but there is literally no chance the Trans-Pacific Partnership will be enacted in the lame duck.
A Trump administration will go in the opposite direction. On the campaign trail, President-elect Trump attacked NAFTA, the decades-old trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. He promised to pull the U.S. out unless terms are tilted in America's favor. He's also gearing up for big fights with China. There are now growing doubts about a future trade deal with Europe as skepticism grows on both sides of the Atlantic. Heather Conley directs the Europe program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies and is a former State Department official.
As trade has become a very controversial and increasingly unpopular topic, Europe is feeling the exact same strains. There is really becoming a growing anti-trade sentiment.
Add all that up and you have an environment where American companies that want an easier path to selling their stuff abroad are going to have a very hard time getting their way. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.